taking you back now, 50 years ago. Like that, and you know the era, you remember where you were, and you wish you were there again. They're going to recreate those moments of 50 years ago for this special class, and not only at Pioneer High School, but Ann Arbor Huron High School and Community High School. They're all getting together for this special moment in time. Jeff Larkham joining us. Pioneer High School, what was your favorite memory?
Just it was such a huge school that everybody kind of got along. Everybody could find their own kind of peer group and enjoy that and feel located. And thus, the memories of the whole time are wonderful.
Carol Gibson, Ann Arbor Huron High School, your favorite memory?
Favorite memory, probably the pep rallies and the athletic games and hanging out with friends.
You know, Jeff sent a note about the era and what is special about it. And one thing that really resonated with me was this line here. He says, at age 68, so many of us simply feel gratitude at being able to attend this event and having had families and careers. The career uncertainty and comparative anxiety of the 10th year reunion is long gone. All are comfortable in who we are. My producer, Derek, and I were talking about that earlier today because this is his 10th year reunion coming up this year. And I said on the air, go to the reunion. There were plenty of reunions I did not attend because of the angst. And you feel that trepidation. But this is not the 10th. This is the 50th. And there's a point in your life, Jeff, and I think you were very eloquent in writing this. It doesn't matter anymore, does it?
No, we all are pretty comfortable with who we are and what we're not. I like the 10th reunion, I like to say, was the reunion of comparative credentials. What are you doing? And none of us are certain that that path is going to persist. Now at our 50th, we are all fully actualized humans. And oddly enough, we have probably more wisdom than we've ever had. So it's a wonderful time and a time to savor, and there's very little anxiety associated with it. We are who we are.
Fully actualized humans. I love that phrase. That is so true. We are. We may not be as comfortable as we'd like in our skin, but we're more comfortable than we were back in those days. This reunion, who decided to put this all together, Carol, for all three schools?
Well, we did that for our 40th, and it just seemed obvious that, you know, there's fewer of us, and we had junior high schools. That's what we called it back then. We had junior high schools in common, and then we had to split schools to go to high school. So we knew a lot of the same people still, and we wanted to see some of the same people still. So it made sense to throw our lots in together.
Yeah, because of that, that happened at Scarlett for me when we went there 6th, 7th, 8th, and they changed it back to junior high, so we were there for 9th as well. And then when we all went up to high school, Georgetown kids, they went off to Pioneer, the rest of us went off to Huron, and, the rest is history. But you stay friends with those people, don't you?
You stay friends with them, or they stay on your mind. I wonder what so-and-so's doing, and I had such a blast doing that with so-and-so, so it'll be great to reunite.
How many people are you expecting for this reunion?
Oh, we're over 300, I think.
About 300.
Oh, my goodness.
And once you put the two high schools together, and then you figure it's from Ann Arbor, so there's a real appeal to this June 24th through 26th event, you get some whopping fine numbers, as Dr. Seuss would say.
Tell me what the order of the weekend's going to be. What are you guys doing?
We'll start out with a picnic at Gallup, and we'll have food trucks, and we're hoping to have a little ice cream, And everybody's just going to come and reconnect and enjoy, just very casual. That'll be from 5 until 9.
What day of the week is that again?
And that's Wednesday, June 24th.
Okay. You guys are doing a whole week of events. My goodness. It's not just a weekend.
Three whole
days.
Then,
and then comes Thursday, the 25th, and there will be fun activities for various people who want to do various things, such as golf at Lake Forest, canoeing down the Huron, pickleball at Golf and Outing, a wonderful African-American History Museum tour, and a movie that Carol can articulate about.
Yeah, the movie is The Beat Goes On, and it's produced by one of our classmates, Kathleen McCallum. And Kathleen worked with a Zydeco musician. Kathleen is all things art. She's very creative.
Is she still in town here?
She's moved to California, and that's the setting for much of the documentary. But she's coming back for the reunion, as she did for the 40th. And she was talking about this journey she took with a fellow musician who had come down with ALS. And so they went on a journey to find what they could do to support him. And what they came up with were ways to live with ALS and shorten, you know, the death sentence attached to it. So it's very dramatic. It's very uplifting. And we are happy to partner with the African American Cultural and Historical Museum to show this film.
Both of you have wonderful genealogy here in our community. And Carol, on that note, I want to bring up your mom, Lola Jones. For the longest time, she produced a television show here called Another Ann Arbor, showing another side of Ann Arbor, the African American side. It was a remarkable series that was on Community Television Network, and then it was broadcast on air as well. And we lost her last year.
Yeah, it was right around this time last year, May 13th last year. Mm-hmm. She lived a great life, as you know, Lucy. She thought the world of you, and she always wanted to try and make situations better. Her motto was, don't curse the darkness, light a match.
I know. She was just an incredible human being, and you've carried on as well in her footsteps. That's wonderful. And then Jeff Larcom's father, Guy Larcom, was the former city administrator for the city of Ann Arbor. Again, a wonderful man. I remember him well when I was working for the city, and we loved him.
Yeah, he was city manager from 1956 to 1973, 17-year tenure during a time of remarkable change for the city. And I was born when my parents were 46, so I got really a tremendous spread of their friends and who they knew and what my dad's career was about. So, you know, Carol and I are both quite rooted in Ann Arbor, and all the more loyalty to this reunion. I should mention that the other events are the main event at Weber's, the big dinner where we'll all mingle and enjoy each
and
other's
when
company.
Is that?
That's Thursday, the 25th, and it winds up on Friday, June 26th, with a brunch at a classmate's house, lovely setting. And then people can enjoy the summer festival or keep getting together as they wish.
I like how you guys did this, where the events are Wednesday through Friday, and then the weekend is open for people to gather with their groups and continue on the fun. That's the way to do a 50th. That's great.
This was a highly strategic discussion as to when, where to plant the reunion in terms of dates. So those are the things that committees work out.
Did you ever stop to think that, okay, Weber's is over on Pioneer's High side of town. Did that come up at all?
I think we looked for the best place for what we were trying to achieve.
Right.
However, I think at the 40th, we really kind of balanced it out, too, in terms of our location. So I think that just kind of stuck with us. Let's spread it out around town and find the best places we can.
And, of course, you've got the event at Gallup Park,
yep,
which is right across from Huron High School.
Yes.
So this sounds like it's going to be a tremendous, tremendous time.
Geographic democracy prevails in this, I have to say, yeah. Weber's, of course, has great parking and all, and we're just excited to see everybody.
So someone listening who maybe hadn't heard about this that was in one of the classes, and we haven't really talked a lot about community high school, but they're invited to this as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. They're a part, key part of this.
Okay. So what should they do in order to be able to come to the event? Carol?
They should go to AAHS 75. Do I have that right, Jeff? 76. I'm aging myself. AAHS 76 reunion. Okay. I don't think that's right.
Or just search us out on
Facebook.
Do a
search. Okay. Yeah, you've got a nice Facebook page set up for that as well. When you were roaming the halls, in your case, Pioneer Jeff and Carol over at Huron High School, think back to those days of who you were and who you've become today. Was there a spark of that person in you in high school? Did you know the path that you were going to eventually go?
I'm afraid. In my case, I'm afraid so. I became a journalist, someone who talks and interviews to people. And I used to love the layout of Pioneer. It's very spread out. It's a long building. And that was wonderful because between classes, I could have numerous conversations and only be late by a few minutes. So this was a place to talk and yap. And I had one English teacher who signed my yearbook to a student of peerless prose, effervescent verbosity, and ebullient nature. A lot of verbal Alka-Seltzer was my only contribution for all my mean words. I like you. Gene Reynolds, I love you.
Oh, that's beautiful. He captured you well. And you tell everyone what you ended up doing in life.
I worked 25 years for the Ann Arbor News as a reporter and a columnist. And then when the Ann Arbor News closed its daily print operation, I worked 12 years as executive media relations director for Eastern Michigan University. And in both capacities, I interacted with a wonderful radio person named Lucy Ann.
Oh,
Lance.
Well, how kind of you. And Carol, when you look back at Huron High School and who you were then and who you've become today, share your journey with us.
I had no idea that I would be working in broadcast and video television. I was quite shy in high school, and I remember when I came to the 10-year reunion, I told somebody what I was doing, and they're like, really?
But, your mother paved the way for that, though, didn't she?
Well, yeah, my mom, she was a journalist for a small-town newspaper going back to Flint, and I thought I was going to go into psychology like she did. She was a social worker for many years, but our paths diverged. And when I discovered journalism, I thought I had, you know, invented it. I'm not doing what my mom was doing, only to come find she had done it longer and done great things in the profession. But yes, I've worked mostly on national broadcast television shows. And now my goal is to continue documenting African-American history. There's some history I want to get on tape. You know, there's some folks who deserve a little footage. And
locally here
in Ann Arbor.
Who might that be?
Well, I can tell you that I did a documentary on Mayor Al Wheeler, the first black mayor in Ann Arbor.
Right.
That was wonderfully received. I was a part of the documentary on Community High School in Jones School. It's called There Went the Neighborhood. And a couple other things in production. Also, I've been a part of the African American Film Festival. I'm saying that right. I'm having trouble with the titles today, but yeah, I think that's right.
That's beautiful. A great career both of you have had. In the 70s, what was it like between blacks and whites in the high schools? I have my own memories. I look at, as a white person, it was a beautiful time of a mix of people. My friends were quite diverse. That's how I remember it. How do you remember it?
You know, I was talking with a good high school friend, Anna Vong Almeida. And, you know, Ann Arbor was diverse in the fact that we had people coming from all over the world to go to school here and eventually work here. But it was kind of like, you know, a box of chocolates. It was like one person from this country, one person from that background. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of anybody. But we had that exposure.
Yeah.
But I also think that it was a time of transition. You know, we like to be known as the bicentennial class. Well, looking at 1976, I was very hopeful, I would say, because I had diverse friends. But moving out of Ann Arbor, the hope dimmed a little bit. And I just hope that the younger generations can build on our progress in terms of having diverse relationships.
Was the rest of the world different, or were we just so special with what we did, or did we just not realize what was going on?
Well, I think we had our own struggles. I definitely think there were problems, and today there are people who don't necessarily want to come back to high school because it wasn't that good an experience for them. But I think other places had it worse.
Do you think they should come back, though?
We're doing everything we can to welcome people back. There's still things, different life experiences and different things that we enjoy. So the key is how to bring it all together, I think.
And Jeff, your feelings on that?
I sensed a shift. The the early 70s, which we were in junior high, were very stressful. A time when the country was post-Vietnam, still sorting out civil rights, still sorting out a lot of some of these issues. And that manifested in Tappan, anyway, for me, as some scary times. And then as you moved into the late 70s, and our class 76, there was an improvement, a definite improvement. It was safer to walk the halls in Pioneer in 1976 than it was in the early 70s, although they still didn't have stalls in the male bathrooms. It was that bad. But we were improving, and but there's, you know, I always say two steps forward, one and a half back. You know, what we know now, if we were in our high school now, I think we'd employ these skills in interacting widely more than we did then. But it was a happy year by comparison and a great year to graduate.
Yeah, 1976 classes of Ann Arbor Huron, Pioneer, Community High School are all going to be gathering June 24th through the 26th here in Ann Arbor for their 50th class reunion. We're talking with two of the organizers, Jeff Larkham from Pioneer High School and Carol Gibson from Huron High School, on the Lucianne Lance Show here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. How much is the reunion this year for the various activities, Carol?
Well, $100 pretty much covers it all. There are some incidental prices, like for the movie, or if you want to go canoe the Huron River, that's underwritten, but you may have a small cost for that. Let's see, what else?
How'd you do your underwriting? Did you have sponsors?
Some classmates stepped up and just said, we don't want people to have to spend more than they can.
That's beautiful.
And we're going to try. I mean, just a very generous class, mm-hmm. of amazingly so. And then we have a few sponsors. Like I mentioned, the museum, mm-hmm. They're underwriting.
The African American Museum.
Yes, mm-hmm. our expenses there. And then also we've had couple people step up, couple businesses.
And a couple wonderful donors. You'll pay for, if you want to play golf, you'll pay for that. But other than the dinner itself, generally everything is pretty free. And we've been real conscious of those variables to lure people back.
Ann Arbor started out with the Ann Arbor High School. Prior to that, though, it was in the Freeze Building on the U of M campus.
Yep. And then it moved down to the location where Pioneer is now. And then, of course, in the late 60s, it split into Huron and Pioneer. But for a while, you know, the two schools were in the same building in Pioneer.
Weren't there staggered classes at that time? Because there were so many kids at that one building.
It was amazing. Yep. Staggered early morning to late morning, and then late morning until mid-afternoon. It was an amazing time.
Until they built Huron High School, yep. And then they could have them go over at that time. And then Community High came along in 70, I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember the year, but the cool thing about Community is that some of the kids went to Pioneer and Community. Some of the kids went to Huron and Community. So everybody fits together very well. And as Jeff said, they're an integral part. It's a fascinating part of Ann Arbor history, I think, Community High School.
Right. And then Skyline. Someday, all of these schools will have their 50th together, right?
Right. We don't know anything about Skyline.
They came along
I live
long
by
after.
It, and I hope that students in the future will savor their 50th as we are savoring ours.
Absolutely. All you have to do, Google, is 50th Reunion Ann Arbor High School's Class of 76. It's AAHS Reunion 76. .com. Again, that's AAHSReunion76.com. What a joy talking with Carol Gibson, graduate of Huron High School, Jeff Larkham, graduate of Pioneer High School, and we wish all of you coming back for the 50th a wonderful, wonderful time of reminiscing and reconnecting with your classmates and maybe even meeting new people and enjoying them for the next 50 years.
Fabulous idea.
Go Pioneer, go Rats.
Go Rats, go Huron.
And I don't know, does Community High School have a mascot?
They have a zebra.
Oh, a zebra. Go Zebras. I never knew that. Thank you, guys. Have a great time. June 24th through the 26th. That's Wednesday through Friday. Great dinner over at Weber's here in Ann Arbor and so many other wonderful events planned. We'll be watching for you all around town. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Lucy.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.